561-4769.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
All miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, said Noah Webster. I'll say it again. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, said Noah Webster. Noah Webster's Bible, you know, Webster's dictionary, the man who taught millions to read but yet not one to sin. Man, I wonder where he got that from. You know, it says in Proverbs 28, folks, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. That must be the reason we have an Obama nation in office today. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Let me take it one step further. Right after that, it says, evil men understand not judgment. Now, you know, we've been talking about judgment quite a bit lately. Thou shalt not judge. But the fact the Bible tells us and it teaches us that evil men understand not judgment. And let me take you to Jonah 2 by a quickening of the heart. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Excuse me. Can you believe that I actually sneezed? You know, I sneezed across the nation that quick. Isn't that crazy? But anyways, in saying that, evil men understand not judgment. And the reason they're evil is because they forsake their own mercies because they observe lying vanities. They don't like the truth. And so in saying all that, what we want to do is I want to talk a little bit today about truth because it's kind of like this, folks. It's kind of like America's new truth. It's kind of like, you know, when you buy a hamburger, they got these hamburgers. When you go into the stores, they have these fast food hamburgers, and I totally love them. But it's kind of like this. Americans, in their revised version of the truth, lacks the truth. It's kind of like when I go and buy one of these wonderful hamburgers that I have to douse in ketchup so I don't have to taste the supposed hamburger. Here, for example, let me give you this, folks. I went in and I bought this hamburger this morning because I love these microwave hamburgers. I think it's, I don't know, it's really the conglomeration of goo. It's kind of like teenage mutant. I think it's like mutants. I don't know what we become. Well, we don't become turtles. I do know that. But listen to this ingredients, folks. I wanted a hamburger and I turned it around. It's like the truth, folks. The truth should be the main ingredient, but the revised version of truth is lacking truth. Just like when I get this hamburger, the ingredients is, wait a second, I just want a hamburger, but listen to this. I got Heather in here, folks. Listen to this. Go ahead and kick off some of the ingredients, and pretty soon, I mean, folks, there's so much ingredients in these hamburgers and in the food that we eat today. Pretty soon, we're going to have little pamphlets so we can read everything, and it's interesting, at the very end of the ingredients, it says hamburger. But wait a second. Why did I have to read 15 pages of ingredients before I got the hamburger? See, again, it's like the truth. Why is the truth last on the list when I ask for the truth, which makes men free? I didn't ask for your ingredients. Deceivers, contrivers, diplomatic individuals, straight up liars. I didn't ask for any of that. I asked for the truth. And America, that's what we're giving you week after week is truth. And I think in America, they want the ingredients rather than what they're really asking for. Mm-hmm. Is that true? So in saying that, Heather, would you be so kind as to kick off some of the ingredients? Now, folks, I'm not contriving this. I'm not making this up. These are these hamburgers that I love so much. I turned it around and I said, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. You know? So, Heather, go ahead and kick off some of the ingredients. And if you say the wording the wrong way as to what the ingredients are and you can't pronounce it the right way, just it's okay, because the people that contrive it don't know what it means either. It's just a chemical to them.
Just a way to water it down.
So this is the ingredients for a hamburger that I bought this morning. Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, well, instead of it just being beef, cheese, and a bun, the beef patties have beef, water, textured soy flour, soy protein concentrate, and contains less of 2% of the following: dehydrated onion, salt, lactose, reduced whey, monosodium glutamate,
ooh,
sodium phosphate, onion powder and garlic powder, dextrose, spices, and spice extractives, hydrolyzed soy protein, wheat flour.
Hang on a second. Folks, I just wanted a hamburger. I hope you guys are tracking with me here, folks. I just wanted a hamburger. Yet, I'm getting everything but a hamburger. I'm getting antifreeze. I'm getting this chemical, that chemical. No, for real, folks. I am getting antifreeze in a hamburger. I didn't ask for antifreeze. I asked for a hamburger. Keep going on.
Okay, so let's go to the cheese. It's actually pasteurized processed cheddar cheese substitute.
Substitute.
Yes.
I didn't ask for a substitute. I asked for a hamburger with cheese on it. What is the cow fake?
Is what the
cow is kicking out? Is that fake? I asked for a stinking cheeseburger, and I'm getting a false cheese, a counterfeit cheese. I didn't ask for that. See, America, we want the truth, don't we? We don't want a bunch of ingredients mixed in with the truth. We just want the truth, plain and simple. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go to the bun.
This is the hamburger. Ingredients.
Bun. Enriched bleach flour, which contains wheat flour, malted barley flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, mono-something, riboflavin, folic acid, water, high fructose corn syrup, yeast, sesame seeds.
You're not kidding me, are you, Heather?
No, I am reading this thing
word
for word.
And I asked for a cheeseburger.
And I haven't even finished all the things on the list for each of these things.
Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hydrogenated soybean oil contains less than 2% of each of the following: salt, cornstarch, calcium sulfate. Words I can't say.
You get the point, America, don't you? Truth makes men free. Therefore, it should be the top ingredient as well as the only ingredient, and that's all the Sons of Liberty kicks off. You got the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. He'll be back in here in a minute. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-866-233-0747. Thank you, Heather.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
I'm on live right now? Oh my gosh. Guys, I am so sorry. That's rude. Listen, that's tactless, Bradley Dean. I can't even believe you just did that. Folks, right before the break, I was actually talking about the ingredients in one of these hamburgers you buy at the store. I love these things. You know, it's really sad to say after we went through the ingredients on the first segment, folks, we only went through half of the ingredients to those, whatever you want to call them. And my wife just said, that's really in these hamburgers. I said, yeah. I didn't ask for all of these chemicals. I didn't ask for these added ingredients. I asked for meat. And if the cheese is on there, I asked for real cheese, not a false cheese. Or a created cheese. Or a mutant cheese. I mean, just think about that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What did they mutate from? I mean, what are we going to mutate? Are we going to be a bunch of cheeseheads? Are we from Wisconsin or something? I don't know. But the point is made. But the sad part about it is that Stephanie said those are really, my wife said those are really in there, those ingredients. And I said, yes. And I said, the sad part about it is it's so good. You know, now you understand why when you go into the hospital, folks, they got those questionnaires that go on for, I don't know, 3.5, 4 hours. Because if you don't have something wrong with you, these ingredients will be sure to give you something wrong. And once you do have something wrong, then you go to the hospital for the right reasons. They're saying, have you been eating those frozen hamburgers from the store again? And I got to say yes. And my whole point was this, folks, and I think you got it. Truth makes men free, therefore it should be at the top. And the only ingredient, as well as the only ingredient that we need, because truth makes men free. We don't need other ingredients. Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley and Jake. Jake's busy right now. He'll be back in here in about 2 minutes. Jake McMillan's the guy that we call the other guy. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. I kicked this off a couple months back. But for our new listeners, I think you'll enjoy this. It's called Ever Wonder Why. And my whole point is this, as I kick off all the ingredients to these mutant hamburger, cheeseburgers, whatever you want to call them, isn't it interesting that you ever wonder why what you order is the last thing you get? Like, for example, the last ingredient on this manufactured hamburger is beef. Why is that the last thing when that's all I purchase? That's what I you know, put my money into. I didn't put my money into their ingredients. I just wanted a hamburger. But that was the last thing I got. And the bottom line is it shouldn't be the last thing I get. See, folks, my point is this. Crime operates in the lies. And I talk about this so much that we're in the position in America because we tolerate the lies when we know, America, that these people are lying, that are representing who we are. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. Slow down a little bit, Bradley, here. Tune into me, folks. And this is called Ever Wonder Why. And it's great food for thought. You ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? You ever wonder why women can't put on mascara with their mouths closed? You ever wonder why you never see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery? You ever wonder why abbreviated is such a long word? Abbreviated. Doctors, dentists, and lawyers call what they do practice. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why lemon juice is made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons? Folks, you ever notice when you go into the grocery store, you see it says real lemonade, and then you turn it around and on the back it says less than 10% made with real lemons? That's false advertising. That's called a modern day politician. You ever wonder why the one who invests all your money is called a broker? You ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains, America? I've wondered that. You ever wonder why the time with the slowest traffic is called rush hour? You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? You ever wonder why Noah, you know, Noah's Arky Ark? You ever wonder why Noah never swatted those two mosquitoes? You see, folks, the point is, if he swatted those two mosquitoes, we wouldn't have to deal with them today. Shame on you, Noah. You ever wonder why they don't sterilize the needle? Or why they do, I'm sorry. You ever wonder why they sterilize the needle for lethal injection? Hey, it's not like the dude's not going to die anyways, right? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why they don't make the entire plane out of the same stuff as that indestructible black box? I really have thought about that. That would only make sense, wouldn't it? I think sometimes it makes too much sense, and that's what confuses the inventors. See, because if it was absolutely made out of that stuff, then there'd be no room for a bureaucracy. I'll explain that later. You ever wonder why they are called apartments when they're all stuck together? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why if con is the opposite of pro, that Congress isn't the opposite of progress? Here, I'll say that again. The politicians have to catch up because I know you're listening. If con is the opposite of pro, that Congress isn't the opposite of progress. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why, if flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal? You ever wonder why? Because I do. Folks, I really do. You know, I mean, seriously, you go in, you buy dishwasher soap or dishwashing soap, and it says real lemons. It's made with real lemons. But I can't even buy lemonade that's made out of real lemons. I mean, it's kind of backwards. And then I come again to my conclusion because I want to make my point. You know, in the Bible, folks, God called Abraham, Abraham. He had to say it to him twice. And he said, Isaac, Isaac, twice. He said, Jacob, Jacob, twice. Remember when he talked to the boy prophet Samuel? Samuel, Samuel, men have to be told things twice. Folks, men have to be told things twice. And in my case, I'll say it one more time because I need to be told three times. Truth makes men free, therefore it should be the top ingredient as well as the only ingredient. And let me tell you this, truth is all I'm after. In America, it should be the only thing that you're after, and it's the only thing that you'll settle for. We don't need the added ingredients of diplomacy, deception. You get the point. Folks, before I make my next point, I also want you to, if you would, please go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, that's Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Check out my Facebook, and if you're normal, link up with me, because I greatly appreciate that. And for those that are listening to us for the very first time, I would also like for you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. As a matter of fact, we're on a national radio magazine this week. What's the name? Oh, it's called Talkers. If you check it out, what page are we on? Besides the front page and the back page. I'm looking at Carrie right now trying to figure this mess out. If you see the Talkers magazine, folks, we're in it this week. Check it out. I'll say it one more time up until the second hour. If you'd like to be a part of the show for any reason, just stick to topic, please. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And, folks, I would also ask you to please consider supporting this ministry, because that's what we are. We're touching the nation literally, and what we're doing is sowing into the forgotten harvest fields of the younger generation, because it only takes a little common sense to figure out that they're going to be our rulers soon enough. And shame to the conservative side of America. Obama seemed to figure that out, but the conservatives are still trying to figure that out. So if you felt that little backhand, take it. It should correct you. And just keep in mind, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God to reprove, to correct, and instruct in righteousness. Back to the phone number. The phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Hey, speaking of hospital questions, Heather was just at the hospital last week. Listen to some of these questions, folks. Talking about getting weird. These are the medical history questionnaires that she was asked. Answer the following questions. Do you wear a seatbelt? What does that have to do with me coming into the hospital right now? That's none of your business. Folks, another question they're asking people when you go into the hospital now is, are there guns in your home? Ooh. What does that have to do with me being in the hospital right now, ma'am? If yes, are they stored properly? That's none of your business. Do you have smoke alarms in your house? You have to. Do you have working carbon monoxide detectors? Yes, I do. Do you know how to swim? What does this have to do with anything? How many children do you have? It doesn't matter. Because the state has no children, so why would I feed you that information? Is your mother or father alive? How many brothers do you have? How many sisters? Are you sexually active? That is none of your business. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to take this phone call real quick, but first, we just got Jake back in here. So, Jake, if you want to say hello.
Hello, America. Thank you very much for being patient with me. I'm, boy, you're, I don't know really what to say. I'm ashamed, embarrassed, but I'm happy to be on the air with you guys, and I appreciate the privilege.
Yeah, I'm going to beat up on you a little bit because I'd probably add some insults to insult if you'd like.
I think we need to.
Would you like that?
It wouldn't be right without it. Let's do it.
You're kidding me, right? I always say nice things about you on second hour because you'll always dinner if I do.
I think we're having a good first hour. So anyway, making a lot of progress.
Welcome back. We got Jake. Folks, one more time, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-233-0747. We got Matthew calling from Toledo, Ohio. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Matthew?
We're good. How are you all doing?
Well, we're just hanging in there, man. I'm just kind of like flying by the seat of my pants because Jake's out there doing other things, what he shouldn't be doing, especially when the American people anticipate our return. I mean, it's really like
that. Yeah, I apologize.
Yes. So outside of that, we're doing good, yeah. I mean, Jake kind of fumbled the ball a little bit, but who noticed? I mean, who noticed him coming in 20 minutes late anyways, Matthew? I'm kidding, but go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I've got a solution for all the crimes that are taking place in our federal government. The states just need to declare their independence from the federal government and create their own banks. I believe North Dakota has one.
Yes, it does.
And then we can just create our own debt-free money, and we'll be out of the control of the UN and their tyrannical president who won the so-called Nobel Peace Prize.
Sure.
I mean,
they prop up their own, don't they, Matthew?
Right.
Yeah.
And that way the world won't hold all of us accountable for the sins of the oligarchy at the top.
Thank you. Good
don't
point.
Represent the rest of us.
Good point. You know, America needs to understand that we're hated by so many countries because of what we allow our leaders to commit against their countries. Mm-hmm. And if that isn't a true patriot, I don't know what it is to say something like that. But, Matthew, you nailed that one right on the head.
And it's not what a majority of people do. It's what a majority of people allow, because there's very few people doing things that are causing this. I want to bring you back to the bank question or the bank situation. I completely agree. I don't even know that you'd necessarily need to secede from the union. Once you create your own monetary system, now you start to call the shots. What we have here is the states, instead of, like it says in Article 10, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by whom? The states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. The federal government was supposed to be the fallback plan. It's not supposed to be the controller of the states. The states were supposed to control the federal government. So here, when you can free yourselves from the monetary system, from a federal monetary system, now you can start to call the shots, because what's the federal government going to do? Bring in troops? Are they going to place liens on your state? Well, it doesn't matter if they do. When we're talking about Obamacare, they can't charge you fees because you have your own currency system. And so that's a very good point, and it's where we need to stay wise, and our founders were wise, because when you control the money system, you in essence control the power of a country.
And the point there, Jake, is, I mean, I don't know if Matthew is suggesting secession, but we do see this happening down south. I believe there's like 18 or 19 states that are actually threatening secession to pull out of what's going on in federal government right now. But that was kind of out of left field, but that's okay.
And it was super. What's super important, too, Matthew. Are you still there, Matthew? Okay. Matthew, what's super important to understand and listeners to understand is that we can secede as states, yes. But what's happening right now is so few people there's more people now.
Yeah.
More people need to stay involved in the federal system through their state legislatures and then into the federal Congress and the legislature. As people become to get active, they can kind of clean out the closet, if you will, and then we have a new Congress.
But they have to be willing to clean out the closet, and that is my point. I cannot stand dealing in partial truth.
Mm-hmm.
We see that, for example, what we've seen across the country, because this is it coincides with what Matthew was asking, but look what we're seeing across the boards now. Even people are complaining about who they just voted in into federal government. We're seeing all of this. What's the difference between left and right? Well, there really isn't any different, and the ones that are real are the ones that are taking the shots right now, and they are going for the gusto, and they are not settling for anything less than the answers that they are going for.
That's
and that's what the American people need not settle for, is excuses or more talk. No, we don't want excuses, and we don't want more talk. It's like the Hegelian theory. That's right. We don't need that. We need to deal with the issues at hand. America, you know that you're being lied to. You deal with them in parts. You know that they lie, and you act like it's just America. I got to be honest, and I have to every week. How can you knowingly know that he's doing what he's doing, or this administration is committing all of this illegal activity against you? They have turned against the American people. How is it that you just think it's going to go away someday?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go away. It's going to get worse.
That's right.
Crime increases until you deal with it. What's the very first sentence in the Constitution about a more perfect union? What brings that about?
We the people.
We the people through what? Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And justice is going to bring forth the answers that we're looking for, America. If we want peace, then we work for justice.
That's right.
And we cannot settle for these lies. At the beginning of the show, Jake, when you were on vacation, I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Pinching my
fingers. I'm so sorry. I was talking about ingredients. I just asked for a hamburger, and Heather came in here, and she read all these ingredients off, Jake.
Uh-huh.
She only made it halfway through.
Wow.
The ingredients are incredible.
Chemical sandwich.
Oh, it's a chemical. It's mutant. Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The
it's
green
like,
ooze.
Well, and it's fake cheese, so what are we going to mutate into? That was the question. Yeah. A bunch of cheese heads.
They are what we eat.
You know? And so it'll be go cheese heads, go cheese heads, go. Go cheese heads, go cheese heads, go. Go, go, go. You get the point,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is we don't settle for half-truths.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we settle for half-truths, then we're settling for half the lie. As
yep.
well.
Good.
And a little leaving of the whole lump, folks, and foxes spoil the vine.
That's right. A good example of that right now is Obamacare, the Obamacare debates, and what the House has come in and done, and they've tried to repeal Obamacare, just altogether throw it out.
And guess what the American people are conditioned to right now? Mm-hmm. To slow, it doesn't matter, we can't do it about anything about it anyways.
Yeah.
The only reason you can let them away with that is because you let them get away with that.
That's right, because
that's
we
the
don't,
only way.
We don't believe in our own principles enough to stand for them at all costs. So so now what they've done is they're incrementally disarming it. They're pulling it by piece by piece by piece. Because at least we have to do something is
the
mentality.
Get the attention off of Obamacare. Right. Divert them. Get them thinking about something else. America, listen carefully. As long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers, do they?
And here's the issue, too, is people know this, and this goes back to Hegel. What happens is folks understand...
Hegel.
That's Mr. Hegel.
Ooh.
Mr. Hegel. We were talking about the Hegelian dialectic.
Yes.
So folks understand, and government understands, right now we have the House of Representatives trying to dismantle Obamacare, spending all their time, their efforts, their energies, their committees, everything like that doing that. So what was this exactly? Was it a perfect plan to divert Congress to stay focused on dismantling this gigantic process while they continue to do what they want to do while nobody's paying attention? Yep. We have to think about these things. They ramrod it through for a purpose to tie things up. That's where the bureaucracy develops and we get very little done. We need to stay on principle and say this was never according to the Constitution. And therefore, the whole thing needs to be repealed. And if you want to incrementally do this, then bring it in incrementally. We don't have to put away. We don't have to put it away from us incrementally. It's the other way around. Put the burden on them.
What's the message, though? You have America. You have to be ruled by the laws that we implement. But we ourselves, we can do whatever we want. And you better do what we say.
Of course, that's
the
message.
That is
the
perfect
power.
Definition of a despot,
yep.
A tyrant.
And the federal government was never intended to have that much authority. Again, that authority lied within the states, and the states would give permission to the feds to do what they did. They would come crawling on their hands and knees saying, can we do this, states? And the states at that particular time knew their power. And folks, you, and this is part of another fundamental problem, you as people need to know your power. The power lies
That's
within
right.
you. Where
people.
Do they get their money? Where do they get their voters? Where do they get their constituents? Where do they get those that don't cram into their offices and protest them? They've got to please you. Otherwise,
right.
you do those things. And as you do those things, the power comes back to you. But don't just take it back little by little by
no,
little.
No. You can
Don't
never do that.
That.
Strike.
Believe in that power that is vested in you that God has put in there because these are liberties that God gave to you and God governs above a tyrannical, despotic government system. You have the power within you because God gave it to you. And if you don't stay on those principles, we talked about that earlier, I'm kind of giving into a different track here, is that God gave those principles. If he didn't, then quit. Don't even talk about it. Quit complaining if that's not going to be your premise.
We just graduated 15 or 20 people from our first constitutional course, Jake's, the other guy's constitutional course here in Minnesota, and we had Michael Peruca, who was the 2004 presidential candidate, and he came out and he had talked about all of these things, and it was interesting some of the things that he had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you share a little something as to what he shared with the group as to the fact that, first of all, if they don't understand that their rights came from God, then shut up.
Yeah, there's no there's
God
no point.
Is absolute, and so are we.
Because so many times you have these weak constitutional, let's just call them Republicans, conservatives, or Democrats.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter. If you're not starting with the premise that our rights come from God, then there's no point.
Did you see how I tied that in?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about absolutes. We don't want fake ingredients. We want the truth because
the
truth
God.
Makes men free. So let's get to the absolute truth. First of all, we need to understand those that serve us. If they don't understand that rights came from God, then literally, folks, you stand up and ask them the question, where do our rights come from? And if they can't answer us, then you know what? Shut up.
That's right.
That's what he said.
And folks,
I guess that's okay on the East Coast. Shut up.
And a lot of people get into the debate, and they're really serious. Libertarians, for example, they believe in liberty, small, limited government, so they have the right principles, but they're arguing from the wrong premise. So who do we have to convince to get our liberties? Well, you've got to convince the government. No, 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 no.
That's right.
God gave you your liberties.
That's right.
If you're going to miss that from the equation, you're just going to always be in a battle. And quit whining about the outcome, because the outcome is going to be whatever man decides. We have a more sure footing. We have a sure foundation. We have a fixed foundation. Our rights come from God, the Judeo-God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, his Son, who shed his blood to redeem mankind so that we could maintain our rights. We have that. We have a premise to argue from. We have a premise to stand from. I shouldn't say argue. We know where our rights come from, and no man can take those away.
Ask a man, and I ask you, America, when you pray, do you pray to God or do you pray to the state? I want to ask you the question. Do you pray to God or do you pray to the state? This was my point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're praying to God, then you're not asking the state for anything. You're giving them power that is limited government. You are giving them what they can have,
That's right.
nothing more.
And you're watching
That's
them.
Who we are as a people. Now, if you're praying to the state and you agree with the state, then that's your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's
you ask them permission then.
That, and we're making the distinguishing mark. The distinction is what? I'm praying to God. I'm not praying to them, nor am I asking them. Now, if I'm out of bounds, then they can deal with me. But outside of that, they can't.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. Under law.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to hit hit topic right when we get back here. So it must have been nice.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Just this week in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, a Wisconsin man opened fire on police during a six-hour standoff at a house, killing one officer and critically wounding another, authority said. Police in Fond du Lac were called to the house around 6:30 a.m. Sunday to investigate a sexual assault. Shortly after they arrived, the suspect started shooting at the officers, news release said. SWAT team surrounded the house during the standoff. Hours later, the suspect, James Crookson, 30, was found dead inside of the house from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, police said. Authorities used armored vehicles and shields to evacuate residents from nearby homes during the standoff. Now, what's important, folks, is James Crookson, 30 years old, was a prior criminal and a previous criminal. He was not a good guy. And what I want to ask folks out there is, because we see this reoccurring crimes continuously, why was this guy out to commit the crimes all over again? And by the way, killing a cop. Mm-hmm. I got a serious problem with that. They're not afraid to kill cops, folks. But after all, who teaches them how to kill cops? Yep. I mean, look at the games they play. Who's really responsible for these crimes? Who taught this kid to kill in the first place? Criminals are not afraid to commit the crimes again and again and again. And we've talked about this before, too, as well, Jake. It's interesting that three strikes and you're out. Yeah. So what they're teaching young people in the prison systems is go ahead and commit crimes two times and make sure the third one counts, because you're not getting out after that. Yeah. Why are they committing the crimes that they're committing? Because there's no consequence. in what is no consequence breed. It breeds crime. It breeds criminals. We've said it so many times before, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Mm-hmm. Because kids know for the most part, they commit a crime, they're going to get their hands smacked.
Yep. So when a person doesn't fear to break the law, then he's not going to fear you or I, and you're just literally breeding. This is what the Declaration, this is what the Constitution says. In order to perform a more perfect union, establish justice.
That's what
one,
I was saying to you, yeah.
Ensure domestic tranquility. That's right here on our own. If we're not ensuring that, and how aren't we? This is what I've got to ask, too. Where in the Constitution does the federal government or jail systems, where are they in charge of rehabilitation?
They're not. Well, if you look in Scripture, if a man murders another man, the only thing that cleans that land is the blood of the one that committed the crime in the first place.
That's right.
Okay, here, prime example. Just recently, here, let me get this thing, as I sound like the godfather of radio real quick, as you hear the papers crunkle and crumple all over the place. It's interesting, on January 11th, the Illinois Senate, by a vote of 32 to 25, joined the House in voting to repeal the state's death penalty and reallocate funds in the Capital Litigation Trust Fund to a... You know what? Honestly, this stuff, folks, jacks me up. Listen to this. On January 11th, the Illinois Senate, by a vote of 32 to 25, joined the House in voting to repeal the state's death penalty and reallocate funds in Capital Litigation Trust Fund to a fund for murder victims, services, and law enforcement.
Judgment.
What does the word contradiction mean, folks? What are they telling people that kill?
Go ahead and kill.
America, I'm talking to you. I love you enough to tell you. What are they teaching people to do? They're teaching people that there is no consequence if they kill. And they want to take money and give it to the victims' families rather than deal with the criminal that committed the crime? Jake, tell the story about the one that said, if there was justice, would you have felt a satisfaction in that case?
Yep. There was a boy who was molested as a little boy. And I was talking to him, and I'm studying justice and judgment in the Bible. And this young man said, I dealt with these issues for a long, long time, 10, 20 years. Caused him to make really bad decisions in his own life, so on and so forth. And I said, well, would it have appeased you if that person that violated you when you were a child, if he was brought to justice and he was required a penalty, and I didn't even say the penalty, and I asked him, would that help you feel that you weren't guilty, that you didn't need to be ashamed, that it wasn't your fault? Because this man did what he did and then left and went his way and no consequences for him. So this little boy who was violated as a little boy felt that it was his fault. And he buried the shame, he took it on himself, and as a result he made terrible choices in his life. But if he could have just saw that, no, this wasn't right for this man to do. This wasn't right and justice was going to be brought into this situation upon this man. Whether it's death for raping a young little boy, or whether it's serious penalties, this boy wouldn't have took the guilt and shame upon himself, and he wouldn't have had the issues he had in his life. And he said, yes, absolutely. If I would have saw something done to that man who violated me, I wouldn't have dealt with the issues I did my whole life. It took me years
to
get over them.
Sounds like Scripture to me.
Totally is.
All over again, here we go, folks.
Perfect justice.
Let me say it again, America. I want you to listen carefully. The Bible teaches an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, absolute judgment, perfect judgment. Mm-hmm. And I add to that, if you don't want to do the time, God says, then don't commit the crime. On January 11th, the Illinois Senate, by a vote of 32 to 25, joined the House in voting to repeal the state's death penalty and to reallocate funds in the Capital Litigation Trust Fund to a fund for murder victims, services, and law enforcement. They want to give more money to law enforcement and be softer on the criminals.
Build a bureaucracy, pay off the victim.
Hello? I mean, this is the same state that just brought in that stinking dead fish, Rahm Emanuel.
Yep. Can you say mob?
What can begin to happen through that type of a system? Number one, your victims are getting paid off with whose money? And number two, your bureaucracy is getting built, and it all depends upon what?
And it works,
crime.
And it works against you, America.
But
and
it all depends upon crime. This institution wouldn't exist if it wasn't for crime. Therefore, they need crime. That's what they're doing. They're saying, crime, come in. We've got a way to deal with you, and we've got a way to handle with you and keep you going.
For all you softies out there, for some of you hippies that were taught that, you know, an eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind, let me tell you something. I want you to hear me clearly on this. Gandhi was way off base.
Way off base.
Let me say it again. Gandhi was way off base. Because when there is absolute consequence for your crimes, people don't seem to commit the crimes now, do they, America?
And then everybody's
Let's
safe.
Repeal the state death penalty. And now watch, America, what's going to happen in Illinois. Murder's going to go up.
Of course.
Pay attention. Because it will. It always does. Soft on crime, they'll commit the crime. Soft on crime, they begin to attack our judges. Soft on crime, they begin to attack our police. I got a lot of friends that are cops, folks. Back off, criminals. Big time. You don't go there. And I'll tell you what, within the police communities, you don't go there. It's not a good idea for you to turn on the brothers with the badges. And me as an American will stand behind them all the way to enforce whatever is done to a criminal that has the audacity to stand up against those that are putting their lives on the line every day of the week for me and you, America. We need to stand behind our military. We need to stand behind our police. We need to stand behind our statesmen that are representing who we are and demand justice, because justice protects all of us. And as I said earlier, if you want peace, then work for justice. Demand it. Let me take it to a sex offender. John Rydberg had admitted to more than 90 sex offenses in the state of Minnesota. But he thinks he's ready to be released from Minnesota's civil commitment sex offender treatment program. Treatment program? Mm,
they're treating that poor man.
Oh, yo, the poor guy.
Yeah. And it's all volunteers.
Poor guy. Folks, he just couldn't help himself.
90 times, you know.
90 times over, but he feels now that he can be released again, just like the two guys that were released 3 weeks ago and immediately after release went out and committed the crimes again.
I'll tell you what, I think what we should do is we should release him into an arena of those 90 people that he violated and take away his rights because he forfeited them when he committed the crime.
Or,
and let's see what happens.
Or how about we go to the bureaucracy that wants to let him out to commit the crime again?
Yep.
What happens when it's somebody in their family that's violated by one of these
justice!
That's
justice!
Right. That's right.
Justice.
That's right. And that is a perversion of justice. I would say a little partiality is found in that mix, folks.
Yep. So you got a badge, you think you're better than everybody else.
When they continuously let these offenders out, America, I got a question for you. Who at length is responsible for the crime? Who is responsible for the crime that they commit again? They're called repeat offenders. Who is responsible for the crimes that they commit? The people that let them out.
The gatekeepers, that's right.
See, we want the truth, folks, then let's demand it. Because I want it, and I'm not dealing with this junk, this leaving that is destroying our society and our children. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this radio show is about you and the preservation of America, so it's time to get in the fight. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.